Ever wondered why some men effortlessly captivate women while others struggle despite their best efforts? The Shogun Method reveals a controversial truth. Attraction isn't primarily about looks, wealth, or confidence. It's about understanding and manipulating female psychology. Unlike mainstream dating advice focused on self-improvement, this approach centers on exploiting cognitive patterns in the female mind through psychological techniques. The premise is both fascinating and unsettling. Once you understand these principles, human interaction will never look the same again. The method promises something few dating programs dare: the ability to make women fall in love in minutes rather than months by bypassing conscious resistance and speaking directly to unconscious desires. This isn't about cheap pickup lines or superficial charm. It's about understanding the fundamental architecture of attraction at its deepest psychological level. All humans are natural manipulators. This isn't a moral judgment, but our evolutionary programming. From a child's strategic cry to a colleague's timed request, influence tactics permeate our social interactions. Mastering attraction requires accepting this reality and learning to influence deliberately and skillfully. When you directly express interest, you trigger psychological defenses. The brain resists obvious persuasion attempts, which is why effective influence operates below the awareness threshold, just as successful advertisements create emotional associations rather than issuing direct commands. This leads to a powerful principle. A woman cannot resist what she cannot detect. By presenting intentions subconsciously, you bypass defense mechanisms entirely, mirroring natural courtship throughout the animal kingdom, where subtle displays outperform direct approaches. Consider manipulation not as inherently negative, but as a neutral tool that creates positive outcomes when used ethically. The most charismatic people influence without appearing manipulative, creating genuine connections through social calibration, timing, and emotional intelligence. Like any powerful tool, the impact depends entirely on the user's intentions. The foundation of effective seduction lies in understanding a critical truth. Women's unconscious desires consistently overpower conscious ones. Notice how people claim to want one type of partner, but consistently choose another? This isn't hypocrisy. Unconscious preferences simply override conscious criteria. This explains why attraction just happens to women despite their belief they can choose it. Unlike men, whose attraction triggers are primarily visual, women are driven by emotions. If you can evoke certain emotional states, she'll feel immediate attraction without conscious thought. Her attraction has little to do with you as a person. Only your actions and words matter. When you understand that women make decisions based on emotions rather than logic, then back-rationalize their choices, you gain unprecedented influence. The key is creating an emotional roller coaster with both positive and negative feelings. This drama builds attachment in ways that consistently positive experiences never could. Relationships with dramatic ups and downs often create the strongest bonds. The question becomes not whether you can make someone fall for you, but whether you choose to exercise that power. Unlike flexible dating approaches, the Shogun method follows a rigid four-stage framework: intrigue, rapport, attraction, and enslavement. These stages must be followed sequentially. Skipping any step guarantees failure. Intrigue begins the journey by capturing attention within the crucial first 10 seconds, when she unconsciously decides her interest. The goal is keeping her engaged until rational defenses lower. Rapport builds the foundation of trust necessary for deeper connection. The danger lies in lingering too long and becoming trapped in the friend zone. The attraction phase uses specific techniques to transform passing interest into emotional investment. Unlike pickup artist methods that rush to attraction, this approach requires rapport first. Enslavement, the optional final stage, creates lasting emotional dependency that cannot be easily undone, requiring careful ethical consideration before implementation. This framework serves as a map through unfamiliar territory, with each stage building on the previous one to create a path to deep emotional connection. Attention is crucial. Hold it long enough, and emotions take over as self-awareness fades. The female brain operates in either hot mode, intuitive, emotional, or cold mode, analytical, never both simultaneously. Your goal is keeping her in hot mode, where she's more emotionally receptive. Women naturally seek novelty. During first approaches, her brain activates hot mode, wondering, who is this person? Once she believes she understands your motivations, her interest evaporates. The cliffhanger technique creates intrigue through unfinished stories and unanswered questions. Like TV shows ending at peak moments, this principle keeps attention fixed on you while preventing analytical mode activation. Effective conversations contain multiple threads rather than following linear paths. Establish several conversational directions early, allowing switches between fresh threads when needed. This prevents complete processing of any single element, maintaining engagement. Great interactions follow random patterns, mixing questions, statements, and observations rather than predictable structures. Create space for her to seduce herself instead of using rehearsed lines that trigger defenses. Rapport building is entirely within your control. People respond to what you project. When you're comfortable, others feel at ease. When anxious, they mirror that discomfort. Mirroring is the most powerful technique, copying gestures, expressions, and movements with a slight delay. This works because we can't consciously filter nonverbal familiarity signals. Match breathing, posture, verbal patterns, and emotional states. With someone in a bad mood, first empathize before gradually shifting positive. Notice how you naturally mirror people you're comfortable with? This unconscious behavior signals connection. By consciously implementing it, you create natural rapport. Instead of conventional approaches, use conversational hooks, deliberately incomplete stories that create information gaps compelling questions. This makes women do the rapport building work, with two benefits. She values you more for the effort invested, and you avoid appearing desperate. These intriguing but incomplete stories create cognitive dissonance that makes her actively pursue information. The anti-demand tactic works because demands trigger resistance, while anti-demands create desire. Rather than making direct requests, recover from potential rejection by backing off gracefully, shifting dynamics in your favor. Fractionation creates emotional addiction through alternating emotional states. Like best-selling authors who entrench readers chapter by chapter, you can forge de-attachment through emotional roller coasters. The principle involves cycling between happiness and sadness in quick succession, mirroring Hollywood's formula: build connection, introduce conflict, provide resolution, then create new tension. Each cycle deepens emotional impact. For beginners, conversational fractionation alternates between present and future questions. What do you do for a living? Present. Is that what you've always wanted? Future. What do you like about your job? Present. Imagine doing what you've always wanted. How would you feel? Future. Even physical movement creates fractionation. Ask her to come closer, then move across the room, take her outside, then to another venue. Each movement reinforces her pattern of following you. This technique creates dependency similar to addiction. Someone subjected to fractionation experiences increasingly powerful emotional responses with each cycle, requiring ethical consideration due to its profound impact. These methods are potent because they operate on unconscious patterns evolved over millennia, targeting fundamental cognitive structures governing emotional responses. The key question? Does applying these techniques create happiness for both parties or serve only one?